We'll see if anyone shows up.
Hello, everybody.
Morning.
Morning. Close a few windows here.
Good morning or afternoon, wherever you might be, or evening, I suppose.
It's morning right now for another minute. Just closing some windows, Vivian.
Yeah, cool. Close them windows. I got so many windows open.
Of stuff that I planned to read.
Yeah, how many tabs do you generally keep up on your browser at any given time?
Well, it's ridiculous. I had just about 50 just then, I suppose.
Wow,
Maybe
that's
not
impressive.
50.
So you don't
It's
ever
20.
reboot your computer, is what you're saying.
I do, but then they have these tabs cl open when you closed. Do you want to reopen them? I'm like, sure.
Sure. I don't always close everything down every day, but I try to at least a couple times a week. Otherwise, I would have like 50 to 100 tabs up. Can't operate that way, man. My undiagnosed ADHD won't take it.
Well, you can operate that way, and I'm living proof that you can, but it's not a great way to operate, and I will own that. All right. I know that Darcy's probably not gonna be able to join us today, so I'll just kind of fill in with the minutes as I can this afternoon. Who else do we have? We got 10 folks here. Okay. Yeah, I've got 12:01. We want to go ahead and get started. Wait, is Dennis is here? Yes. Hey, Dennis.
Hello.
Did you say, was that hello? Was that what you said?
Sounded like
That was a very quick pointed hello, but probably
okay.
the microphone didn't catch it all.
All right. So I got it was like, oh, sound like maybe you were asking for help of some kind, but
Everything's okay here,
Dennis
at
goes to
least
say
for
hello,
now.
gets beaned by some random drone
Yeah.
here.
All right, so maybe let's start off. I didn't put in a formal agenda in the meeting notes just because I think our main task today is just to finalize our top five priorities because we need to get those to product council. But is there any updates or any general housekeeping things from anybody on the team before we jump into that? I will say from a Galileo perspective, we have entered kind of our final phase of data loading and critical service patches being applied tonight, I believe, as we enter our final stage of testing for go live. And we'll be meeting to make a final decision, if not on October 31st, very shortly after. So knock on wood, keep thinking positive thoughts. Our final list of items is a much smaller list than it was when we were doing our testing in June, but it's not a list of zero. So we are continuing to test out a few things.
I guess at Mobius, our newest member, Wichita State University, was officially handed off today out of implementation to production. We
Excellent.
are, EBSCO's still working on merging their records with our shared database since we have an ECS system, but they are officially out of implementation. They are our largest member now, I think. They have 1 point something million records that they're adding to our shared database.
Well, congratulations. That's big.
Yeah.
Anybody else on the team got anything to update? All right, I'm going to turn my camera off because I have the winter sun. I don't know if you can see it, but it is beaming directly into my face. So I'm going to try and kind of be like this and get out of the way as much as possible, and that's going to look weird. So I'm going to turn my video off and let me share my screen. Hopefully I closed enough windows that I'll be able to find this again. There it is. Okay. All right, so this is our vote here, consortia related issues page, which just for those who are not regularly on the team, we've been kind of hyping up for the last couple of months, asking folks to come in and vote up things that they feel are most important to them and their consortia. This is essentially a list of anything that has a JIRA ticket that has the tag consortia on it. And it's a fairly lengthy list, about 75 total items. We also had, just in case there were things that were not on the list that were important to folks, we did have a Google form. I don't believe anything has come in through that form that required us to add anything to this list, though. Vivian, you took a look yesterday and made sure, right?
Yes, the one of our members had submitted a couple of items that were really more appropriately submitted to the help desk here at Mobius. She did not remember having submitted that third item, but its functionality that already exists, so.
And it might not have been. The first two items that came in were tagged with that person, but the third one was not. It came in a few days later, so it may well have been somebody entirely different. But nothing else has come in through that form, and I think we are at a point of going ahead and needing to decide what our top five are. Had we had this conversation last week, there were a few less votes on here, and we had a clean top five. Now we have a top six. The one that is the number one has remained the number one since the first day, which is bulk edit of folio instances, which is as a status of in refinement being actively worked on. And then beyond that, we've got a couple more are a couple points behind it. ECS support request across all tenants at once. Allow a user to unshare or demote a shared instance to be a local. Let me see if I can move this over. Can I move this over? To be a local instance, I guess I'll just hover over it. And then we have three that are all have six votes. So we've got ability to share publication patterns between tenants, ability to create centrally man and I think create and centrally manage import profiles, and then enhanced inventory record suppression for consortia has also made it into the top. So we can't currently have a top six. The request from the product council is that we go ahead and give them a list of top five priorities. And they've already collected these from a number of other SIGs. We're not the last SIG, but we're kind of at the end of the pack here of getting our things in. And I believe they are going to ask us to do this. I can't recall if it was quarterly or twice a year, but at some regular cadence, they are going to want us to update what our priorities are. So I have scheduled us to me, Vivian, if you're available, please come as well, to go on October 30th. So 2 weeks from Thursday is when we would go and give them our list of top five things. I think for now, we'll just kind of look at each of these and see if there's any information we want to add to any of these tickets. And then by the end of this call, have a clean top five. Yes, Vivian.
If you will refresh your screen, you may find that we now have a clean top five. No, maybe? Refresh your screen.
Let's see. I'm refreshing. I'm refreshing. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we still have six.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, that's right. No, I just made we had 3 sevens now.
Yeah, we had two
Three
sevens and
sixes,
three
now we have
sixes.
three
Now we've got
sevens.
three.
All right,
Anybody
sorry.
else want to help me out here and vote for something else real quick? And we
Well, I was
could.
just looking at their three sixes, and one of them was way important to Mobius.
Okay. All right.
Hadn't
Well,
previously voted for
perhaps
it,
by the end of this meeting, we'll have more. But let me go ahead and click into the one that is has been clearly our top one here. Perhaps by the time I click back out. Did you follow along with me here? Okay. All right. So this one I feel is well defined, has screenshots, and is currently in refinement. So I guess let me ask Dennis, is there anything else here you need from us before we submit this as our number one priority?
So, will we actually have Magda on the call today, who owns this feature? So I don't know if she might have some questions for you, but I think because we're recording this session, it would also be helpful to talk a little about why folks think this would be a high priority. I'm kind of assuming that at least some of you here voted for this, or some of the folks in your institutions might have voted for it. So I don't know if we can really talk in a meaningful way about why this might be a priority, but I think it might be helpful to try it just because this session is recorded, and that could be good information for folks to re refer to if we're putting these forward as our top five. Because it might be some of the first questions that a product owner is probably going to have. It's like, why is this specifically important to folks, or how did this end up at the top of our list? So any insight that folks have, it would be great to hear that.
Three of the
Okay.
voters, I'm sorry, I should have put my hand up. Three of the voters are from Mobius, so that's probably part of why. Two, four of the voters are from Mobius, that's probably why.
I'm also kind of wondering why, this is bulk edit of instances, not of MARC records. And I'm wondering if folks, you think folks are making that distinction, or if they're aware of that distinction, if it's like specifically instance records that they want to be editing.
Well,
Or
just
the problem
generally bulk
is,
edit.
yeah.
go ahead, Lucy, sorry.
I was going to say, it could well be that folks are, especially as this got kind of an early vote to the top, that folks may be looking at this and thinking, yes, bulk edit, just generally. Go ahead, Vivian.
I would say the problem, of course, is that you can't edit MARC. You can't bulk edit MARC records at all. So, I mean, even if they might be saying, let's bulk edit instance records because we can't bulk edit MARC records at all, but we can bulk edit instance records that would then affect the MARC record.
Actually, starting with Sunflower, you will be able to edit bulk edit MARC records.
Where's the appropriate reaction? Right.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah,
Yeah. The plot thickens.
Heather, you got your hand up.
Thank you. We have a union catalog connected, and we don't use the MARC app. We only use the instance, the inventory app. So we only need to edit instances and don't edit MARC. And for us, sometimes we don't catalog in the union catalog for special local instances that we only want to have in folio, so that would be nice to bulk edit those kind of stuff.
That is definitely the use case for this feature. If you don't have underlying MARC records, then bulk editing folio instances is exactly what you need. The question for the libraries that are using Union Catalog, do you use the instances with source folio, or you have a different source for those instances?
For the local instances, we only use Folio, but the instances we have both in the Union catalog and in Folio, the master database will be the Union catalog. So maybe the instances that are in the Union catalog, also there will be the bulk editing happening, but for the local stuff, that will be cool to have it in Folio.
For Mobius, our central database is primarily Mark-backed, Mark source, but in the local tenants, it's a mix of Mark and Folio.
So starting with Sunflower, in Ramsons you can edit only Mark notes, but in Sunflower you will be able to edit all but Control 00X fields in Mark using bulk edit. In instances, we support only some of the administrative data for Folio instances. Only some of the administrative data and notes. And this feature is for the remaining Folio fields.
Magda, when you say for the remaining Folio fields, are you saying that all instance fields will be able to be edited in bulk edit?
It depends on the definition of the word all, I would say. Majority, some of them should not be deleted, like edited, like control fields. We will definitely, when we get to work on this feature, we will need to revisit field by field. However, before we get to this feature, Folio instances, we have another feature that is building framework for generating bulk edit forms. Because there is a lot of overlap between different record types, and that feature for building the framework will just speed up the process of supporting other record types. So hopefully once we have the framework, and this is planned, the framework, working on framework is planned for batch release. It will be easy to add additional properties to support it, record types. So even if we start with some core properties, the library should have the option to extend the list of supported properties.
In terms of why, we came off of Sierra, so Sierra has the ability to update in bulk pretty much any field in any record. And so our libraries were kind of missing that functionality. So this is good news. Magda, did you say which release this is, these things are coming in?
So the framework is currently planned for batch release. If you click on the link, and I think it's also link, yeah,
This
exactly.
one?
Yes, it's planned for batch release, and we will be using Folio instance as a playing ground, like once we have the framework ready, we will need to test the framework on something. So the Folio instance will be the first one to try. Right now, the Folio instance does not have a release assigned because we hope we will be able to incorporate that in the work with the framework.
So forgive me if I'm oversimplifying this, but this one, this building a framework, is required before the I'm sorry, before the bulk edit. I can't have all these ones open at once. Before this bulk edit Folio instances one. Is that correct?
That's correct,
Okay.
yes.
So it seems like our priority should probably then be building the framework.
I honestly think so. And it would probably give you more functionality than just speaking for your instance.
So how would we feel about then having this one, building a framework for generating bulk edit forms, be the priority and then reference the one that is actually our current number one as a benefit of having this framework in place?
I feel very good about that.
Okay, and I can go back. Would it be true then? Are there other bulk? I haven't looked. Are there other bulk edit tickets out there right now that we could also that are also reliant on? Maybe it's down here at the bottom, actually, probably.
I have a filter for this. I don't know if it's linked to this feature. I will include,
Okay.
I will update the feature and add the filter so that
Okay.
you can, or maybe I can start searching for filter once you discuss other feature.
Okay. So I see that the one that is currently our number one is actually already linked to this record. So that's right here. So yeah, Magda, you can check and see, are there others that have dependencies on this one? Then I think that bolsters our case that this should be our number one priority.
I will look for the filter and I will post it in the chat once I find, and I will also a link to this feature as well.
Okay.
Just give me a couple of minutes for that.
Yeah, no worries. It doesn't have to be done, but it has to be done, I would say, before I go to product council. But that sounds good to me. If we're all in agreement, we will make this build a framework, UX prod 4998, as our number one priority, and then list the related ones. All right, excellent. Let me go back to here. So then the next, we have three that were all had, excuse me, seven votes. Let me click into each of those in turn. So this one is for ECS specifically. Request across all tenants at once to expedite the fulfillment process and avoid missing an item in another tenant that was checked out at the time of the request creation but later became available. The use case here, as a librarian, I want title level requests placed as quickly and efficiently as possible. If the items that were unavailable to fulfill the request when it was placed become available before the request can be fulfilled, that item should have a chance to fulfill the request if appropriate.
Yeah, so this is sort of like a enhancement to like that title might be somewhat misleading because it's there is an ability to request across all tenants at once, but it seems like that's only done at a certain point.
So it's more keep checking across
Yeah,
all
I
tenants.
think that's fair. That summary is maybe overselling this a little bit based on the description.
I mean, I can see how this is useful. Mobius is not backing this one because we don't, all of our library to library requesting is done through OpenRS. So we don't request across the tenant on the local tenant.
And then the same is true for Galileo, or will be true for Galileo, or will hopefully be true for Galileo. Is there anybody on the call who this is an issue for currently that could speak to it?
Could we look at the thumbs up there? Does it show who?
Yeah. Peter, you voted for this. Go for it.
Yeah, I know Peter,
Yes,
but
I can say something to this point, but not very much because I'm not a specialist for lending, and it came up in our network at GBV because we have a functionality to Yes, to land across tenants, and so everything that is done around this is important for us. And I asked my colleagues from the lending department if it would be fine to vote for this issue, and they said yes, this could be important, but I cannot estimate yes which rank it would have concerning other issues that may come up.
Thanks, Peter. Vivian, what you were mentioning.
Well, I mean, I said you can ignore three of those votes, and that's probably not the right way to state that. Three of the votes are from Mobius people who probably saw this and said, yeah, that's a great idea. But it's not the way that requesting works in Mobius at all. So
Yeah.
I don't want to say, oh yeah, ignore their votes, but they may, I don't know if they had an understanding of the fact that this would not be anything that we'd be implementing for Mobius.
Yeah. Yeah, so I wonder if the description here has created a bit of a bias. Like a importancy bias. I don't know. Not a real thing, but anyway, you understand what I mean, hopefully. As far as what to do about that, I don't know. So because there aren't any libraries that currently use this, well, that's not true. It would be Library of Congress would be the only library that this would impact today that I'm aware of. I suppose there could be others out there that I'm not aware of, but yeah, I would find it's very interesting that this is up at the top of the list.
Well,
So
we can ignore it for now and come back to it.
yeah, let's see maybe what else is on there, because we had a tie for fifth, and maybe,
Yep. Maybe another one is
yeah,
more
that
appropriate.
one was kind of misunderstood, then maybe we still have a top five. That makes sense.
Yeah. And of course, Caitlin from Library of Congress is the chair of the Product Council. So if it, what we could do is keep this as like a number six and say, look, Library of Congress, we can support this if it's a high priority for you, but it's really not the ability to request across all your tenants. It's the ability to sort of
Improve
improve the
request
requesting.
fulfillment, yeah, across all tenants, I think more so. And it's very specific to managed systems, like circulation within managed systems. I would say consortium, but like Library of Congress, not necessarily consortium, but it's a, yeah, it's using that same set of functionality. Okay.
All right, well, let's look at the next one, which is
Right.
allow a user to unshare or demote a shared instance to be a local instance.
Yeah, I thought it was also really interesting that this was voted really highly. So
Let's see who voted for this one.
this refers to
So we've got
shared
several
instances
Galileo folks voting for this.
and
Wow,
several Mobius
interesting.
folks. And I mean, I hadn't voted, but I absolutely could vote for this one.
So, I mean, it would impact all. I'm a little surprised that I would love to hear more about the use cases that make this, really top of mind. But makes sense to have it on the list, I guess.
Yeah, well, you can see, our consortium members may accidentally share an incident record that is meant to be local, and we should pr provide a method for unsharing. I can speak to kind of, again, we are not yet live, but I know that our catalogers, and Julie would be an example of one of those, are concerned that, catalogers are going to make errors that are then unreversible. And I think this would be an example of one of the kinds of things that they would like to be able to undo mistakes from catalogers.
Right, because you currently can't delete an instance.
Yeah, Hedda first and then Vivian.
Just want to add, as experiencing failure in support for over 10 years, it's always good to have an undo button because errors happen.
The big one for us is that when we migrated, almost everything was migrated to the shared database, and because just of the way our migration went, and folks discovered post-migration, oh, there's a whole bunch of things that are in the shared database that really ought not to have been. And right now, the only fix for that is create a local record, suppress the shared record. Transfer your holdings.
Okay.
And this one has
And I
it had
just
a connected work item, but that work item has been closed. I don't know what the relationship would be. This was allow user to promote a local instance to be a shared local instance.
Yeah. Basically, like the first version of this was to, when you create an instance locally, to be able to share it up to the consortia, basically. So this is like the reverse of that. It's like you've created something and shared it, and now you want to actually take it down, or unshare it. How do we go about doing that? Like, there will be questions about how we approach this, because what if some other institution has already attached a holding to
Well,
that
we got that
thing,
note at the bottom. So there's
on
a note
purpose
there,
or not? And
Dennis. So we already talked
cool.
about that, Dennis, that the group agreed that this should
Oh
only be
yeah,
allowed
okay.
if the only library that is, I think you mean unsharing here. This is your note, but I think
Yeah,
uncaring, we could all
that
be uncaring, but I believe this should say unsharing.
was me. Nice. Okay.
This feels like a good number two.
Yep.
Okay.
And
So
now that
this
I
is.
voted on it, it has 8 votes, so it might be our new number one.
Well, number one still has nine, but okay.
Oh, okay. Well.
All right, so that's our number two then. Let me refresh my screen just to make sure nobody else is doing any sneaky voting while we're looking at these.
What can I say? I'm a late bloomer.
Here's sneaky vote. We got okay, so now we got 10, 8, 7, 7. Well, we still got six. Okay, so that's our new number two, clearly. This one we're ignoring. So enhanced inventory record suppression for consortia is, let's take a look at that.
Yeah, I get the feeling this one's going to stay as well, but
well, this one is kind of a locate thing too. And it's one that I think is being, I don't know if I can say it's being worked on. It's being discussed. It's being discussed a lot between the locate folk and Mobius.
Yeah, I think it's been addressed in certain ways. Like, I know that there were conversations about displaying things when they have holdings records. So if you're doing a particular search, like within a library's tenant, even if there's a shared instance, if there's no holding for that instance, it shouldn't appear as a result. And
Right.
that there might be like configuration option on the locate side for this, because some libraries want it to function that way, other libraries don't. So I do it, I think this is being addressed in certain ways in locate already,
But it's
but that
also
doesn't affect
folks who don't have locate.
exactly.
It's also, but there is also the I mean, and I think this is being okay. I think what I'm about to say is being addressed by the work being done to automatically set the held by facet in inventory. But there's the question of if I'm in a tenant and I'm searching, I don't necessarily want to see what everybody else has too.
You don't want to see all records. If you're working on certain things, right? It's like the staff suppression, essentially, more so.
Something like that, yeah. I mean, the thing, if something is staff suppressed, then nobody can see it unless they have the appropriate permission. It would be something like a staff suppression for everyone's records who aren't mine.
Well, and this I think might even be the opposite of this, right? It's suppress my record for users.
Yeah, this is
So even
definitely
if my point,
written
even if you got to
more
a
from a
point where you
patron's
could,
perspective. Yeah.
yeah, this is I think is more from a patron's perspective, but I think even if you got to a point that you could not see other people's records in Folio, this is I don't want users to see my record.
I mean, if this is strictly the discovery side of things, okay.
I
Well,
mean, the use cases are specific to OPACs. So I think that's a fair assumption.
I guess my question, and I'm not as familiar with how the record records display work in EDS, if you're pointing to your catalog as a custom catalog, but is that having the same issues that the lo that locate is having? So if I have holdings and they're suppressed, but the instance is not suppressed because other people have holdings on it too, is it still showing up in EDS in the same way that it's still showing up in locate?
I'm not sure how is it displayed in locate. I can speak a little bit about OIPMH because I'm a product owner for this product as well. So we in ECS we harvest on each tenant level, but the case as you're describing when the instance record does not have associated holdings in the given tenant or member library, it will still be displayed. So I assume this is the same issue as it is in Locate.
Well, it's kind of two. I mean, I'm in a tenant, I have a record, there's holdings attached. I suppress those holdings. I suppress the holdings and item. I can't suppress the instance because other libraries have holdings attached. It still shows up in my locate. But even more troubling is if I delete those holdings and item records, the instance still shows up in my locate. So it doesn't have any of my, it doesn't even have suppressed holdings or items attached anymore, but it still shows up in my locate. Now, I think that latter case is not something that this particular Jira is addressing. I think it's more if I suppress my holdings an item, then I don't want the instance record to show up in my catalog. But I can't suppress the instance because other libraries have holdings.
This is a very interesting example, I have to say. I will need to check on the OIPMH what we can do about that, because I believe you will, even if you suppress so basically what you are proposing tenant level instance suppressing.
That is, I believe, what is being suggested here, right? Member libraries cannot decide to suppress a shared instance just for their library.
I'm adding a use case to the journey.
Awesome, because I will keep eye on this feature as well due to our APMH implication.
So the question is this really that high a priority?
We
And I
have
guess, yeah.
three that I recognize right off the bat, folks in Galileo who have voted for this,
And I
which
think
doesn't necessarily make it a high priority for everybody, but I it sounds like it's a high priority for Galileo.
well, there's four, including me, from Mobius.
I mean, I feel like that is pretty representative, as you all are probably the ones who are most interested in seeing, you're the closest to the
Yeah.
functionality at the moment. So if it is a high priority for you folks, then chances are good it'll be a high priority for others. And even if we say this is a high priority, we need to investigate it, we may find this functionality is already covered by something that's offered with locate or with OIPMH. And we can detail that out and we can figure out if this needs to be more specific, like the description needs to focus on some specific use case, and then we can look at priority again. So,
Okay. But for
yeah.
now, this feels like a good number three. Can I get some thumbs
Seems
up
that
or
way to
some
me.
yeses? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now we've got a bulk edit, Folio instances, sorry, as number one. I'm sorry. Build a framework for generating bulk forms will be number one. And I'll try and vote that up a little bit here too. And this one will be related to that. We have the unsharing as number two and enhanced inventory record suppression for consortia as number three. Okay. Let's look at this one. So this would be our candidate, I believe. Oh, share publication patterns between tenants. Let's look at that one.
Yeah, this was also really interesting for me to see on the list up this high. Very specific, obviously, to serials management and newer functionality that was implemented by Owen Stevens and I believe, and Kayant. And it so there these patterns are used to generate receiving pieces, or they're used to generate pieces for managing like check-in or receiving for serials. And at the moment, the patterns are a little bit cumbersome, I think, to manage. Like you need to recreate them. But if you zoom out to a multi-tenant scenario, that could be even more cumbersome, I guess. So this is basically this would cover the ability to share publication patterns across tenants. So if someone has defined a pattern, one of the tenants, they would have some mechanism for sharing it. And it's interesting to see this here because I heard Owen talking recently about pattern templates. But I believe at the moment the templates are just that you can only leverage templates via API. There's no UI component that someone could click and apply a template at the moment. So I think that the management of these patterns is kind of improving. There have been some enhancements made since this feature was written, but this might still be relevant.
Yes, Dennis,
Peter.
I can say something about that. We had a talk at WolfCon about this topic, And it's right at the moment. It's quite cumbersome to set up these publication patterns. And there is an enhancement which is coming in Sunflower that there will be publication pattern templates available, so that you don't have to do everything from scratch, but you can import them via the API and have the most common patterns available, and you can edit them and yes, yes, add then the special aspects of single titles. And this would sure be an improvement, and on our list for the next developments is also the idea to do it via the UI. And I think that these developments have taken place after this Jira ticket has been written. But nevertheless, it would be interesting to be able to share these patterns, or as Owen mentioned, in the comment section below, maybe not only the patterns, but even the serial records in a multi-tenant environment.
Thank you, Peter. Vivian?
I think I have some thoughts on this particular topic, but I is not so much on the prioritization of it. I'm just wondering, is this something, Dennis, because we've talked about ECS functionality where you've got where you create things in Consortium Manager and then you're able to push them down to individual tenants. I'm wondering if this could be one of those things where a publication pattern might be created in Consortium Manager and then have the ability to push them down. Or frankly, I mean, this is now completely new functionality that I think I'm about to describe, but that tenants would be able to see what there is available and pull them down.
Yeah, I had originally kind of thought of it that way, but I'm obviously biased because I was working on the sharing of roles and whatnot at the time through Consortium Manager. I think absolutely could be implemented that way. It kind of sounds to me like that is, that is an approach that could be taken to solve to meet this requirement, because the requirement definitely sounds like, wanting the ability to leverage the work that's been done in any given tenant. I don't know exactly how Owen was planning to approach it or how much he's thought about how he would approach that. I guess from Peter's comment, maybe he has thought a little bit about the ability to share, quote unquote, share a serial record type of thing, which would maybe imply that it's sort of created central tenant and managed there, but usable by other tenants. So, yeah, it'd be really interesting to see this description evolve a little bit more and refine the use cases.
So what we could do here, if we're not sure about this one, well, actually, Hedda, go ahead first, and then I'll say my thoughts.
Just a quick thought. Maybe it's cool to push the templates down, like, mostly you have, I don't know, quarterly patterns or like weekly patterns that you can have, I don't know, maybe four templates that you can choose from and push them down to the tenants, not a specific pattern for every serial, because I think most of them have nearly the same patterns. Maybe I'm wrong, but maybe it's a good possibility to just push the like the not the patterns, the templates down, to say, okay,
Yeah.
I want to have a weekly pattern and I use the template for that.
Yeah, I absolutely think the introduction of the template APIs probably makes this easier to achieve, this particular feature. And I can see why the priority would be high because my understanding of this type of work is that it is time consuming. It may also be sort of polarizing because some libraries just don't do this, and some libraries do a lot of this. I'm not 100% that's true, but I think in the, my exposure to this over the years has, that's my impression of it.
So my suggestion here was going to be, given especially given that we've only got 12 minutes left in our meeting, and we do not have to finalize our top five today. Again, I'm not going to product council until the 30th, so we do have one more meeting of this group before then. So my thought is, given that it sounds like some work has been done, and based on the comments here below and the discussion we just had, there could be a couple of different ways of accomplishing this. Perhaps we should invite Owen to our next meeting and talk about it with him then. That sound all right?
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah,
Okay,
that
and I
sounds
could
great.
invite a couple of our serials folks to come in as well, to weigh in on this.
Hey, Lucy.
Yeah.
Just as a side thing, would you, I don't know if you can shoot me in an invite to that product council meeting, but if you can shoot me the details as terms of date, time, and meeting link.
Yeah, actually, if you go to the product, I can, Vivian, absolutely. But just in the interest of letting everybody know, it is their meeting information is on their wiki page. All right, so we have three firm number ones. The publication pattern we're going to hold and talk about next time. The other one that is a potential one, the last one. That is kind of before there's a natural break, is this ability to create, I think probably and centrally manage, or perhaps the ability, let me see what it says. Let me click through first. It seems like we're missing a word here in the description. Ability to create centrally managed import profiles.
Yeah, might be centrally managed.
Managed with a
Yeah,
D.
with a D.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Okay.
My bad. This is, if memory serves, yeah, it's more along the lines of creating the assets that you need for data import, like a action profile, a field mapping profile, those things. And making it possible to have shared, like centrally managed ones. So you create one from Consortium Manager, and then any of the tenants can use that import profile. So if it needs to be edited, it can be edited in one place versus, 60 places or however many tenants you have.
The fact that Sean Boyle, who is our implementation manager for the Galileo project, has upvoted this one, and I haven't seen his name come up on any other so far, tells me that probably this is important. I see that Dennis, you've added a note here. Reference to allowing users to create mapping profiles through Consortium Manager that are managed centrally that can be used when running imports from the member tenants. And also, we've got Hedda. I think you voted this one up. Do you want to say anything about this one?
Oh, I have to go back and have a closer look. No, sorry.
What does this mean, Dennis? Is cloned by? Is this a.
It's just that it was cloned from that. You can clone Jira issues. So it has no relationship with that other than instead of like creating a new one and filling all the fields out, I started from that feature.
Okay.
Probably because it's a centrally managed thing. It's like a similar pattern that was being suggested and blah, blah.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I missed that one was said import and one said export. I totally missed that. I was like, these look to be the exact same thing, only one number aside. But I missed that it was export on the clone one and this is import. Okay.
I have a little note to that. I think it would be cool to have this because of our union catalog, so we can set up import profiles to import instances from the union catalog and just manage them in our central tenant and not manage them in every member tenant. I think in case of a union catalog, this could be a good feature, but maybe I'm wrong.
Okay, so let me do this. In the interest of time here today, maybe we don't have any use cases associated with this yet. Hedda, would it be possible for you to add a use case? And then I could also ask Sean Boyle to add a use case or two, and we could hold this as our at least our probable number five priority.
Yeah, I can try and we can discuss it in the next meeting. I
Yep.
think I can do it.
So the, and again, that was for UX prod 4798. And I'll ask Sean to do the same. Okay, so where we are at right now then is that we have this building a framework one. I will go ahead and actually upvote this myself, but that is going to be UX prod 4998 will be our number one. And we will mention that we have at least one, but possibly other bulk edit tickets that are dependent on that. And so that is our number one priority. Our number two priority is 4839, which is right here, allowing users to unshare or demote a shared instance. Our number three priority will be this 4713, which is another sort of issue, which is another one related to suppressing records so that they show locally, but not, cons sorry, so that they do not show locally if they are cons if they are shared consortially. And then number four, we're going to invite Owen to come and talk about at the next meeting, which is this publication patterns between tenants, see what work has been done, and possibly add some use cases. And then we will also discuss this essentially managed import profiles one next week. Hedda will add a use case, and I will ask Sean to do the same. And I mean, anybody else on the call who feels so inclined, feel free to add use cases as well. So we've got a top three, and then we have two others that we'll be talking about in 2 weeks. If anything changes drastically, I mean, it's possible that we could get a wave of votes and something further down the list could rise to the top before we have a chance to talk about it in 2 weeks. And if that does, we'll talk about it in 2 weeks. Sound
Okay.
good?
Sounds good.
All right, thanks everybody. And I will put some of this information into the Slack channel. And I thought, oh, there's some chats that I didn't read at all. Okay. All right. Thanks all. And I'll put some of this information into the Slack and see you all in 2 weeks. Appreciate it.
That's great.
Thanks,
Thanks so
everyone.
much, everyone.
Bye.
Thank
Bye-bye.
you.
Bye.